You're listening to Miles of Engineering, where we empower young students of all backgrounds to break into and find success in the engineering world. And I'm your host, Miles. My guest for today's episode is a good friend of mine from the University of Utah. We're both in the same program of civil engineering. His name is McCade Tracy. I'll be linking his LinkedIn profile in the description of this episode if you want to go find out more about him or contact him for any reason. McCade has been working for Electrical Consultants, Inc. for the last 5 years. It's an electrical civil design firm, and he's been working as a drafter for them most recently. He's one of my few peers from school that works full-time while taking his engineering classes that he needs to graduate. So hats off to McCade for doing that and having a two-year-old daughter. So he's a family man, a working man, and an engineering student. Kudos to everyone out there trying to do it that way and making it work. I know it can't be easy, but it is very rewarding. So I'm really excited to share some of McCade's background and how he got interested in engineering and, you know, the family members that influenced him in that direction and the kind of student that he was in high school and how he has been successful so far at the university level studying engineering. So all of that coming up right after this quick message from our sponsor.
Hey, McCade, how are you doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Good.
Good.
Before we jump into business, how are the two ladies in your life?
Keeping it interesting. That's for sure.
How old's your daughter now? She like one? Over one?
Yeah. She'll turn two at the end of August.
Holy cow.
I know, right?
Was she going to be like seven by the time you graduate?
Feels like it.
Just kidding. All right. Well, let's just dive right in to this interview. Thanks so much for jumping on with me to do this episode.
Yeah, absolutely.
For those of you that are listening, McCade and I are good friends at the University of Utah in the civil engineering program. We've had a lot of classes together, saved each other a few times on a couple of different assignments in different classes. So it's been a heck of a ride so far, and we got a little bit left to go. So McCade, do you have an engineering background in your family? Have there been a lot of engineers? Is that something you grew up with?
You know, it turns out both of my grandpas were engineers. Okay.
Were they both civil or mechanical?
One was civil and the other was electrical.
Okay.
Yeah. And so I had a lot more exposure to engineering with my grandpa that, I actually worked for.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And so we would go over for like Sunday dinner, way back when I was little, I would see giant drawings of lattice towers.
Oh, wow.
That he was designing, just spread out on the kitchen table. And so just being able to see that and just like, it's like, oh, that looks fun.
And was that the grandpa that was a civil?
Yeah. Yeah. And he just retired at the end of last year.
Oh, fun. I feel like there were a lot of electrical engineers back in the day too. I mean, that's what my father-in-law and kind of my dad studied, and my wife's grandpa, also an electrical guy. So I just feel like there was a big boom in that when TV and radio and communications were getting really big and computers.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know anybody studying electrical right now. I need to meet some electrical people and get them on.
Yeah, for sure. Like it's nice working with a lot of electrical engineers. And so it kind of helps broaden the horizon, stuck with just with the structures,
Well, that's the one thing that I think is really nice about the PE is you can you're just a certified engineer, so you can stamp whatever you're competent in and really work in whatever area that you're competent in, even if that's not necessarily what you studied, if you just have the experience. So it's pretty cool that you are getting to see both. You want to talk a little bit more about your work and how long you've been there and what you do and
So I am currently a drafter one, and so I work at a company called Electrical Consultants Incorporated.
okay.
We have several offices nationwide. Currently, I'm working in the Salt Lake office.
What does a drafter one do on a typical day?
So on a typical day, I am in contact with the either electrical engineers or the civil engineers. I've worked for a few of the teams. I started out as a land surveyor right after high school.
Okay.
So I expressed interest in engineering after taking a few classes in high school. And when I told my grandpa about that, he's like, "Yeah, sure. Like, we need a grunt guy on the survey department in the survey department, you know."
Carry around a 30-pound tripod all day.
Yeah. Carry around the tripod, carry around the lathe, the hammers, the markers, whatever
Yeah.
we needed for the site. So I did that before going on my mission, and then continued to express interest near the end of my 2-year mission, and came back and started surveying again. And after about a month or so, my grandpa called me. I was up in North Dakota on a job, and he said that there was some need for drafting work, and he asked if I would be interested in becoming a drafter. And of course, I said yes because A, no travel, and B, I was starting school in just a few months.
Yeah, that worked
And
out.
so, yeah. And so, really, I just kind of self-taught myself drafting and working with our transmission line group.
That's good.
So just working on drawings with that, and like bill of material stuff and different client catalogs for the equipment and stuff like that. So
I actually really like surveying.
it
I think it's a lot of fun being out there and just getting to your right spot. And it's just nice to be out on site, you know?
Yeah, that's
That's how
true.
I feel about it. And like the calculations you're doing, it's like, yeah, because I got the data right there, you know? So I always liked
Exactly.
that. Not enough to like be like, I'm going to become a land surveyor, but enough to be like, that's pretty cool. I like it. So, well,
Yeah,
sweet.
I feel like it takes a special kind of crazy to be a land surveyor.
Well, we won't say that to our land surveying friends, but
Yeah.
so why did you choose civil over maybe electrical since you're getting exposure to both?
I think I chose civil over any other discipline because it was what I had the most exposure to.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and because I really did not know fully that my other grandpa, who sadly just passed away this last week.
Oh, dang. Sorry to hear that, man.
That's okay. But yeah, he was an electrical engineer for about 30 years or so. But I really didn't know a whole lot as far as his work.
Right.
And so I just had more exposure to the civil side of things. And so it kind of just kind of it got me kick started in that direction.
Well, cool. You'd said that in high school you took a few classes that kind of made you interested in engineering. What were those classes, and were you always like a top student in high school that knew you were going to be an engineer someday, and people would say like, yeah, that kid's probably going to be an engineer because he's killing it right now? Or what was kind of that background for you?
So the couple classes that I took, they were listed as AutoCAD courses, and then I also took a architectural course that dealt with Revit. And really, I just like the design aspect of it. I was just like creating something that could be produced. Like one of my friends who was in that class, like we got together and for our final project, we built a Lego space shuttle.
Oh, cool.
And so going in and having to design that and design each piece and, actually putting it all together was really quite fascinating to my mind. And so I always felt like, hey, I'm going to be an engineer. Like I'm going to do something with engineering just because this is how my brain works.
It always seems
But
like Lego. You know, every single kid can harken back to their Lego days.
yeah, Legos and Bionicles, man.
Yeah.
That's where it's at. But as far as like being considered like a top student in high school, I wouldn't say that I was, because I didn't really know how to study and do what I needed to do to like get the top scores and everything like that. Because back then I did not know that I had that I suffered from like pretty severe test anxiety, and it kind of followed me up into the first couple years of college. And so like I would spend, 2 weeks or so studying for an exam
Right.
and, feel all prepared, and then I sit down for the exam and my mind would go blank.
Yeah, it's always rough.
And so like kind of going back to like your first podcast being known as oh, I'm not a math kid, so I can't do engineering.
Right.
And so that's kind of how I felt as well, just going through high school, just like, oh, I'm not a math kid, so.
I think that's awesome, and thanks for sharing that. And I think it's great to have, that perspective shared and on the podcast, because, I don't know about you, but like having that in my background, it feels kind of like I'm not the normal one in class. Have you ever felt that way? Where it's like, man, everybody else is like came into college calculus ready and has just been like killing it the whole time because they just like were doing this always, And I just felt like I had to play catch up. So it's nice to hear that other people are struggling with that or had a similar background too, but like you don't always have to struggle with it just because you did at one point. You can kick it into gear and perform at just as high or higher level than your peers.
Yeah,
Doesn't
exactly.
really matter. But I think a lot of people think that it matters more than it really does.
Yeah, because there's so much weight put on high school and succeeding in like doing the AP classes when in all reality that doesn't really matter a whole lot once you get into these other classes like what we've been in
Right.
with statics. It's like, okay, yeah, cool, you could take all AP classes in high school, but that's not going to do you a lick of good if you haven't learned how to study. And
There's no AP statics class, so
no no
yeah.
and
Not
so
to
it
say
just
that
varies
those,
by,
right. I mean,
yeah.
at the end of the day, I think it really just comes down to you deciding in that class, I'm just going to do this one. I'm going to knock it out. I'm going to do what it takes and being disciplined throughout that 16-week period, regardless of what your background was.
Yeah, for sure.
So going back to career, what are kind of your, I mean, you've been with this company, it sounds like, for quite a while now. What are your career goals?
My career goals, obviously to stay with this company as far as I can. So right now, just being a drafter and just trying to learn it from, literally just be learning it from the ground up. And so as I get closer to, to graduating, I think, and just trying to participate more in trainings and learning the different sides that I don't know of right now as far as engineering goes. But then I hope to, once I do graduate, and I take a nice break from school and just from life and just let my brain go to mush, that I'll start back up and start training as an engineer and probably stay with the substation team that I'm currently with right now, just because, I mean, we need a lot of help with different projects and always feeling like.
Would you be doing structural for them?
Yeah. So my supervisor, he is a civil engineer. And a lot of it is like, the bus detail work as far as like the structure and the pads of the substation.
Okay.
And so in that way, it's still doing, structural, type work, but also diving into a little bit of the electrical.
Okay. It's not something you'd need to grind and get your SE for.
No.
I don't know how those people do it. Hats off to anyone with that on their horizon.
Yeah, for sure.
So what are, a unique challenge I think that you have that a lot of students don't, but some do. You have a kid. I mean, we talked about that first thing on this call. What's it like being an engineering student with a baby? You know, I'm sure that gets a little interesting at times.
Oh, yeah.
Would you call that a unique challenge?
I would call it a unique challenge. Also, another unique challenge is working full time, working between 32 to 40 hours a week.
Oh, wow.
While also dealing with school. That also plays a huge challenge in it.
So I just want to take a pause. Anybody listening that says you don't have time, stop it. McCade has time. You have time. The man has a baby and works full time and is an engineering student. So stop watching your TV shows and you have time.
Yeah. Like, it all depends on, what your motivation is.
Right.
And, so it is kind of unique in that, having a kid and being an engineering student, is that I kind of have to restructure my day. It's not just based all around class and homework.
Yeah. Is it almost nice though, to like have something else? It's like, I better schedule and like knock this stuff out because I have other requirements, That's how I feel about working in schools. Like, on one hand, you're like, oh, I wish I could just do my classes. But the other hand is like, well, I'm actually probably doing better because I'm busier.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it is nice. And it does kind of sort your priorities out for you almost. Because after my daughter goes down for bed, me and my wife have some time, together for about a half hour or so.
Right.
Just trying to squeeze in when we can, But but then probably from about 8:30 to about 10:30, 11, I'm grinding on homework. Jeez. And studying or whatever the case is. And then I just get up at 6 a.m. the next day and start all over.
Nice. Yep. Yeah, you get into a rhythm.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. So when you're not doing that, I guess maybe it's just in that 30 minutes, but maybe there's other times too. What does this engineering student like to do in his free time?
Oh, in my free time. Huh.
Every 2 minutes that you get per year of that,
Yeah. Yeah. So I made it a point So kind of a little side story. So when I left on my mission, I was 230 pounds.
Okay.
And when I got home,
I
I
mean,
was
what's your height? I mean, if you're
I'm
6'10", 230
no.
doesn't.
Yeah, 230 doesn't mean a different
Yeah.
doesn't mean a thing if you're 6'10". Yeah. Well, you know that I'm short.
Right.
I'm 5'10".
All right.
And so being at 230 at 19 was I was a Pillsbury doughboy for sure. But then after my mission, I came home at 164.
Oh wow. Is that because you got a
Yeah.
parasite or something, or
No, I
I'm
got
just kidding.
I wish it would make it more believable. But no, like my trainer, when I first got out into the mission field, he was kind of a big burly dude, and he was a farmer pretty much. And so he was all about working out and eating right and making sure that, like, 'cause he did steer wrestling, and so he was strong as ever. And then I had another companion later on that won the state championship in high school wrestling. And so just having a couple of guys like help me learn how to eat right, and so I came back and just like wanted to start, just lifting
Right, staying healthy
and
and
seeing, yeah, and just stay healthy. And so that's really all that I'm able to do right now. And so I carve out a couple hours on Saturday mornings to go to the gym and just kind of let my brain turn off and not worry about anything else.
Right. I think that's good. I mean, for right now, obviously that's a good thing and it's going to be beneficial. And you just, it's just a good thing down the road too. So good to invest
Yeah.
in that sort of thing. All right, McCade. Well, thanks so much again for jumping on this call. For those of you listening, I'm going to put McCade's LinkedIn profile in the description of this episode. Check him out. Thanks so much again, buddy. Hope you have a good one.
Hey everyone, as always, you know to reach me at milesofengineering@gmail.com if you have any feedback for the podcast or would like to be a part of a future episode. Thanks so much for joining me for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Until next time.